dad fails.
Yes.
Call him in. Get in the running for a $75 gift card from Rings End. 203-882-9757. Chaz and AJ in the morning. Jay and Meriden.
Howdy. How's it going?
Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy. Goody.
It's going. It's going. It's going to be a hot one today. But anyways, my dad.
Is it?
When I was 12 years old, he's plumbing and heating mechanic.
Hold on a second.
He's a plumbing and
mid-70s, 80.
Yeah, not really hot. So, okay. Are you a dad? That's a fail right there. Come on and tell us the wrong weather.
I am. I'm a big failure.
no, stop. All right, back to your story. Let's start from the beginning. Go ahead.
Okay, so the year's probably 1992. I'm 10 years old. I'm in my dad's work truck. It's a winter evening. We had like a storm, like a major storm back then. I think it was like Gloria or some shit. And these people had no heat. And my dad's a plumbing and heating technician, so he gets in his work truck and he's like, "You want to come and make some extra cash?" I'm like, "Yeah, cool. I'll get some cash, run down to the candy store after, and blah, blah, blah."
Yeah.
Way I grew up. Anyway, so we go to New Britain. It calls in New Britain, and my dad's in the basement, and the basement has like fiberboard in the ceiling. And he, you know, cuts a piece of it open to see how bad the pipes are and where the splits are and everything. And he's like, "Oh, I don't see any splits." So he's using his torch to warm up the pipes and saw them out. And then like all of a sudden, he's like, "Oh yeah, go upstairs and open the faucet for me, Jay, and you know, let me know if the water's coming out." And I'm like, you know, I'm banging on the floor. "Dad, I hear water. I hear water." He's like, okay. Tells the customer, "You know, I think you're all set for the night. Just keep the water running, blah, blah, blah." We're leaving the job, and here comes New Britain Fire Department.
Yeah.
The whole freaking building was on fire.
Oh.
And he's like, the only thing he says to me is, "Shit happens.
Stuff happens."
Oh. S.
Stuff happens.
S happens.
You're on the radio, dude.
Oh, yeah.
S.
Stuff happens.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was my experience. Don't play with a torch with fireboard.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank God I got the water running.
Yeah, that's right.
Help with the fire out.
And is your dad still among the living?
Yes, he's still doing plumbing and heating. He is 63, 64.
Good for him.
Nice.
And we all do it. Me, my brother, and my dad. Family owned thing. Yeah. So
no torches, though, right?
Right.
No, everything's pressure now. Liability, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Liability is a big one.
Fully insured.
Yeah, important.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Jay.
Thanks, sir.
Nope, no problem. Thank you.
All right, you're in the running for a $75 gift card from Rings and
Cool.
Dad fails, 203-882-9757. Hans from Durham.
How's it going, guys? Happy Friday.
Hello.
Friday.
So this is a fail and a save all in one. So my father had an old Datsun pickup truck. Remember those things?
Yeah, little hustlers. Yeah. Yep, cool.
I had a 210.
And so me and my brother were sitting in the one single seat, and I think the door, for some reason, didn't work that good. And we coming home from somewhere, I think from the fairgrounds, doing some work, and he takes this sharp corner. The door flies open. I go whipping out the door.
See ya.
He reaches across my brother, grabs a hold of my, just grabs the top edge of my collar and shirt. My feet are actually dragging on the ground just in front of the back tire.
Man.
Oh, a dad success. A fail.
That's a dad save.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's a fail of the day because he's like, we don't need seatbelts. Just
right.
Go to the door.
Right.
I mean, hard left. There is that.
Right. Hard left. Kids go flying out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he trained me well, you know, shooting fireworks and cannons and stuff like that.
Right.
I must have kicked after him a little bit. You know?
Exactly right.
Man. Very good. All right, we're asking you to call in. Dad fails. It could be your father, or it could be you. Or if you're the mom and you want to call in your husband's failure with the kids.
Go for
203-882-9757. You could win a $75 gift card from Rings End.
Nice.
And wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Here, hon. Happy Father's Day.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, how'd you get this? Remember that time you almost murdered the kids by accident?
Yeah.
I called that in to a radio station, and now everyone knows.
Yep. Surprise. Yeah. So, yes.
203-882-9757. AJ?
My cousin, my uncle, wanted to show him how to fill air and put air in a tire. They were changing a tire, and the tire they had was flat. So they went to the corner gas station to put some air in the tire. So my uncle showed him, what you got to do is you got to put the air hose on over here on the little, you know, on the nozzle here. And then he's sitting on the tire while he's talking, filling the tire up. Well, he talked way too long. And the tire exploded
underneath him,
between his legs, sending his gonads up to his throat practically.
Oh, wow.
So I got to walk along with him, holding his hand.
Did you hear the bell, soprano, like the circus bell?
Ding, 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 ding. My cousin said, my uncle came off the ground like 6 inches.
Oh.
I was like, boom. And then they're walking home. He's got a shredded tire in one arm and holding my cousin's arm with the other. Just like walking like he just got off a horse. Didn't
funny.
Say a word.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how you feel a tire, son.
Yeah. He's lucky.
Yes. Yeah.
That's all that happened.
Yep.
I remember one time I used to go fishing with my dad all the time to Pleasure Beach out on that big breakwater that just goes out into
it's beautiful.
Yeah. And so, but he was from the Azores, Portuguese immigrant, and he used to take a giant bamboo pole to fish with for blackfish. And so he would just put a crab on the hook and he would just, and I was like, dude, that pole's going to break. You know, like I was little, of course, but Meg. I was like, that pole's going to break. You know, he's like, no, these poles, they're very strong. Mm-hmm. So he gets a blackfish on their pole, just snaps right down. I'm laughing. He's so pissed off. Oh, man.
Diana, Weathersfield.
Good morning, y'all. Happy morning. Father's Day weekend.
Good morning.
So when my dad had his own company years ago, he finally felt like he made it. He bought a Mercedes-Benz 450 SL.
No way.
And so in the 70s, you
old
had to
school,
have cash to buy
sign of success
car.
In
yeah.
America.
Yep.
You have a Cadillac or
a Lincoln
or a high-end car.
You've arrived.
Right.
Yes.
So we went from, there's four of us kids in the family. So usually one of the kids would have sat in the front seat. Well, now there's all bucket seats in this car.
Yeah.
So we drive up to Canada to go see my kumares, and we're up there and we're driving and my dad is doing 85. Speed limit back then was 55.
Right. Mm. Still is.
Good point.
Yeah. So my dad gets pulled over by this massive state trooper and the guy says, hey, you're driving a little fast for a wife and three kids in the car. And my dad says, we just left the rest stop. Oh, my God, we left the baby at the rest stop. I'm the baby, mind you.
Whoops.
And I am on. So the cop says, turn around at the U-turn, go back to the rest stop. We'll find your baby. Everything is going to be fine. And then we'll deal with your speeding ticket. So my dad, you know, looks at my mother. He's yelling at her. And he's like, you know, Nancy, how did you do that? Why'd you do that? We left the baby. And I said, Dad, I'm on the floor.
Okay.
Because
he's still on the roof.
No room. There's no bench seat in the front anymore.
Right.
So I'm on the floor because I'm the smallest one.
Right.
My dad's like, we better hurry up and get the hell in Canada or they're going to deport us.
All right, take it, Diana. Great story.
Bye, guy.
Bye.
Yeah. I always used to lay in the back window.
By the way, Diana, when you were at your weakest, was making food and driving all the way down from Weathersfield and delivering it.
I know. Thank you so much.
I'll never forget that.
Great food. Wow. And a wonderful person.
Charlie and Bolton.
Hey, how you doing, Chaz AJ?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man. Yeah, I tried calling in, but you keep me on hold so long that I had to take a leak.
Click.
And I went on the side of the garage.
Again.
But anyhow, hey, my dad, we were camping upstate New York. We take the flat bottom boat out, and he had a 2-piece rappeller. And he casts, he goes, oh, shit, where did that?
What's with the S word today?
Shoot.
Right.
Goes, where'd that thing go? I go, it's in the back of my head.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So to the hospital, and they took it out, and one suture or something like
that. Apparently, you were a keeper.
That's true. He didn't throw you back.
You. Right.
Good point, AJ.
Right.
Should have weighed you when he got done.
Right. Didn't mount you and stuff you.
Yeah. The picture of him holding you.
We're all still kicking and doing good.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, anyhow, you guys are great, and that's it, man.
Thank you, Charlie. Man.
Yeah,
thank
you. In the running.
Seth in Northford, dad fail.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey,
I don't have a propeller in my head, but I do have a road rage incident with my children in the car.
Oh.
Okay.
So
you're calling yourself in.
Nice. You're confessing.
Yeah, nice.
You're calling yourself in.
Yeah.
Very noble of you.
Yeah, very good.
That's how you do
I'm
it.
Not, I'm
you're an inspiration.
Proud of my behavior.
Right. All right. You're not proud. Okay.
So I was taking my kids back to their mother because, you know, we were divorced at the time. And at the time, I was driving a BMW X5. So I was running up Route 69 in Prospect right there, and the speed limit's probably around 45 or so. So I had three kids in the car, and I was probably traveling, you know, 55, 60. You know, I was making my time. I had things to do. And this car climbed up on my tail and started riding me, and I mean riding me hard, and tried to pass me two, three, maybe four times, you know, weaving in and out of traffic, flashing its lights and stuff. And, you know, I got my kids in the car, and, you know, I'll be honest with you, rather than do the right thing, I kept on driving until we came up to the stoplight. Well, when I got up to the stoplight in Prospect Center, and I know it was a female because I could see her in the rear, she almost hit the car, and at this point I was seeing red, so I slammed the car in park, and I got out, and I started yelling and screaming at her, telling her she was going to cause an accident. But what I realized was that stupid BMW, in order to put it into park, there's like a little button on top of the shifter.
Oh.
The car wasn't in park. It was in reverse.
Oh,
so,
man.
As I'm standing in the intersection yelling and screaming at this lady about how she's going to cause an accident, my car is traveling in reverse towards her.
Oh, dude. What a bad day.
Did you connect?
So I jumped on the brake, and I said to her, I said, "You're lucky." So, yeah, that's my fail.
That's awesome.
You're lucky.
Great way to end an embarrassing moment.
I was going to hit you with my car.
My kids are like, "Dad, what are you doing?" Yeah. Like, "Dad, don't worry about it."
I did it on
Dad knows.
Yeah.
Even in the car angry.
I love that story.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Seth.
Excellent.
Have a good Father's Day, everyone.
You too, man. You
Take
too.
Care.
Hey, we all have those moments
awesome,
we're not
man.
So proud of.
Yep.
That takes balls to call that in.
It does.
Yeah,
thank
it does.
You, Seth.
See? Oh, my God.
The real man.
Hey, attorney Norm Pattis texted me. He's like, "I got a sad one." I'm like, "You want to call it in?" And he's like, "Okay.
Go ahead."
Norm?
So I'm 7 years old, living the dream in Chicago. My dad goes to work one day, never comes home. So life occurs, 40 years pass. I am summoned to go meet him in Virginia. He tells me, tell your mother I still love her. I said, no, that one's on you. So needless to say, we didn't strike up a loving relationship. He fades away, and he didn't want me to know he was critically ill. I learned that he died. I had to crash my father's funeral and explain to his new wife that I existed. Happy Father's Day.
Wow.
Wow.
That should be a Hallmark card.
Yeah. Well, the beginning of that is a Bruce Springsteen song.
It really is.
Went for a ride and then never came back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hungry Heart.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah. You know, I'd always wondered, you know, he was a tough guy. My dad was. He made his living at the point of a gun for many years, was an armed robber. And that's how he met my mom. You know, he shot some guy in the mid-50s in Detroit, fled to Chicago with the woman he was dating. She became my mom. They got married. He decided he couldn't. So he told me years later, he decided he couldn't cut the straight life. So he disappeared and then remarried years later, a woman who was a therapist at the College of William and Mary. And as ironically got an award from the governor of Virginia for developing group homes for troubled teens. And I remember thinking, man, I could have used some of that love, you know, because I was a troubled teen. So he did his best. He died with a heart full of love. But, man, he broke some hearts along the way, mine among them. But it made me a better dad, you know.
Because and a lawyer.
And a lawyer.
And look at that.
You know, whatever happens, I try to be there for my kids. And,
what was that like showing up at the funeral?
It was weird. So, you know, his new wife would got close to my daughter. They never had any kids of their own. So my daughter called and said, you know, your dad died. So we hopped in the car and I walk in. It's a funeral home in Richmond. And I looked a lot like him. And so people turned and like, you know,
he's WTF. Back.
Is this a cousin? Is this a,
right.
Yeah,
so I walk up to the casket and give him a kiss goodbye. And then I find his wife and sit with her at the funeral. And, you know, it was odd. But what was even odder was, you know, he was a man of many mysteries. And some very suave looking guys from Detroit who looked like 80-year-old mobsters turn up to the funeral. And like they had stories they wanted to tell me. But I just wanted to say goodbye. It was hard. You know, I mean, I wept at his graveside. I thought, you know, there were so many things we could have and should have done together and didn't. And so many stories that I never heard from him. But, you know, it is what it is. And you move on and take the gifts you're given. So
that's right. Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's happy a good Father's one. Day, guys. All right.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Ethan on the road.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
So this is very brief. There's not a lot to this story, but basically all you need to know about my dad is he spent 90% of his life pissed drunk. So one day, we all got new shotguns, so we're like, hey, let's go to Dad's house, and we'll shoot our guns, because we built, like, a shooting range on his property.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're all there. My dad's there, drunk as usual, so we're shooting. My dad dropped his gun in the mud, and he's like, it's no big deal, I'll clean it. So he's sitting there cleaning it, but to keep it stable, he had the butt was on the ground, and he had his hand over the barrel. No. Well, he hit the trigger while he was cleaning it drunk, and he blew 2/3 of his hand off.
Oh! That's what he said?
Wow. And the worst, yeah, no, well, he's dead now, but not from that.
Wow.
But, no, he ended up going to the hospital because he was so drunk they couldn't give him, like, the painkillers and stuff, so they had to do the surgery while we could feel all of it.
Oh.
So all we could hear is him screaming. But the craziest thing, too, is it's not the first time or the last time that he shot himself.
How many times did he shoot himself?
Three times.
Three.
Okay, so that was the middle. What was the first?
Yep, that was the first time was, again, him cleaning his gun. It was just a handgun, but he was pointing it at the ground, and he shot himself in the foot.
Wow.
From a negligent discharge.
Okay.
And then the third time, he was cleaning a rifle, like just a little .22, thank God. And he was, like, looking down the barrel like an idiot, and he shot his earlobe off on the left side.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
You don't think that was maybe a suicide?
No. Well, I mean, I don't think so. He was just dumb. He was a good guy. He just wasn't very smart.
Sometimes people try to commit suicide. They flinch right at the end.
Yeah. I'm 22.
22. How did he end up dying?
Liver failure from drinking.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Yep. Three time.
Yeah.
Three time charm.
Yep. The gun.
Yeah.
Survived them all.
Survived them.
Yeah. Call them bullseye.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Like, if he was telling a story, he's like, oh, yeah, well, I've been shot three times. So it's like, wow, were you military?
Yeah.
Nope. Just drunk.
Clean the gun.
Nope. No,
yeah. And the only finger left was the trigger finger on that hand.
Yeah. But he was the shooter. He could say, I shot someone three times.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
And
it happened to be me.
The doctor made a really good joke because his left hand, when he blew off most of it. So he had like a bit of his palm, and he had his pointer finger and his thumb. And the doctor's like, yeah, now you can make an L to show how much of a loser you are.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
Damn.
Wow.
Hysterical.
Harsh words.
Of course.
He was bitter about that joke for the rest of his life.
Yeah, well, the doctor wouldn't be able to make that joke now without being sued.
Right.
So, different time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What are you going to do, punch me?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Not with that hand.
You're going to write a strong letter either.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for calling that in, man. Appreciate it.
Excellent.
Thank you, Ethan. Holy crap.
Damn,
wow.
Man. Three times.
Three times.
He could still hitchhike home.
Right?
He could still hitchhike.
And hail a cab.
Can you tie your shoes with those? I guess so.
With those
your
two?
Your thumb and, yeah,
maybe.
You can tie shoes.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pull up your zipper.
Well, you have slip-ons now, so you're good.
Yeah.
Smoke a fatty.
Right.
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 Those are the main two fingers for a pot smoker.
Right.
You still got those.
Right. Yep.
Great.
You can still sell some money. It's really good.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
You can do the A-OK.
It's okay. Yeah.
Right.
He can still command the TV remote. That's, you know, that's,
yeah,
still,
that's right.
Yeah, that's doable.
But can he hold the remote?
With the other hand.
With the other hand, then he can just press the button with the finger.
And he can still pee, too.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That's good. That's important.
He can still use nail clippers with the other hand.
He can crush your hand.
He definitely cut down his time trimming his fingernails.
He did. And watching his hands.
And wiping the butt might be a little bit of a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
That could be.
Well, I'm sure he was doing it with his right hand.
He did southpaw on that one, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's not as good at video games anymore.
No.
Right.
No.
But rest in peace wherever you are.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Can turn pages.
Sounds like
still.
He had a tortured life, but, you know, made some good kids.
Can turn pages still. That's good. Yeah.
Funny.
Janine in Wallingford.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Well, this is quick. I'm getting ready to go for a nice walk at Hubbard Park with my best friend since forever. But my dad's story is real quick. It's 1972. I'm a junior in high school. And you go get the dress, and you're all excited about the prom. And I had a boyfriend, but I grew up Catholic Italian, and my father was a cop. So the end of my story is that he takes, unbeknownst to me, he took my boyfriend Bob outside before, I'm getting ready, whatever, before we left. So Bob broke up with me a week later. Now, I don't understand why Bob broke up with me because, we were going out for about almost a year.
Yeah.
So 20 years later, I meet him on the beach in Milford. He had remarried. I had gotten married and divorced and whatnot. And he tells me why he broke up with me. My father said to him, "Bring her back the way she left."
Not an unreasonable request,
by
the way.
Well, I had no clue that's what you were supposed to do on the prom night. So I was devastated anyway, but life went on. And we're still in touch nowadays.
Nice.
He lives in Florida. Still wants me to marry him and come down there, but I won't leave Connecticut.
Oh.
I got my kids.
Bring him up here.
And, he likes it down there. I like it up here.
Have you guys?
Anyway, I haven't talked. Go ahead.
I was going to say, have you guys
ever
had consummated some kind of a relationship?
Actually, yes, between divorces. It was great.
Nice.
Wow.
See?
It was great.
Mission accomplished.
All right. So, what's the point now?
Yeah. Dad never knew that, though.
Oh.
But
good thing.
It's okay. You got to recreate the picture. Like, find a prom dress similar. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Get a corsage. Yeah. Yep. The old man.
All right. Maybe not.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my story. He was a great dad, but very strict Italian dad.
Very protective.
Yeah. Sounds like a good dude.
Very protective. Yeah.
Good Irish cop.
Dustin Fry.
Italian.
All Italian.
All Italian.
Take care, you guys.
Enjoy your walk.
Have a good walk.
Enjoy your walk.
Yeah. Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.